Yeah, and that, Dalet and Dalet, by the Gemara, Itma, Abyoichen and Omar, Eilu Treifes Davke. We have the first mission, Eilu Treifes, that is Meine, different Mine Treifes. And then the Mishnah is Messiahim Zeh HaKlal Lemar B'Samot Reifes. So Rabbi Yochanan says, with the Mishnah and with the Zeh HaKlal, but there are others that are not Reifes. Eilu Reifes Davke. So the Eilu of the first Mishnah is Memayit, a Reifes that is not Reifes, that this is not Reifes. The Rab Shimon ben Lakish Oimam Eilu Ksheira Stavke, that the our Mishnah is Memayet, these are Ksheiras, and there's another Suk that is not Kosher, that is Treif. So our Mishnah is Marbe, another type of a Treif. Bamaika Miflagi, with the Rab Masne, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is in the Treifes that Rav Masne mentioned. The Omar Rav Masne, Haibuke da Atma de Shof Miduchte, this is the Yerech, the bull of the Yerech that was taken out of the socket. Treife, so it is Treife. Rav Yochanan Omar Eilu Treifes Davke Tone. Davke. Eilu Treifes is Davke. Tone Treifes. Eilu Zamir. Eilu Treifes. Davke. Tone Treifes. Now he enumerated the Treifes. Betone Zeh HaKlal. Vechozye. And then the Tane saw. L'derav Masne da'oshi b'zeh hachlal. Then he saw the case of Rav Masne that would be nichlal and zeh hachlal. A person learns the Mishnah and he learns the treifes which are enumerated. And then he's going to learn the zeh hachlal. So he'll come to the conclusion that Rav Masne's treife Buki da Atma de Shof Mi Duchta is also Treife. The Dami Linetuli. The Mishnah spoke about Eilu Treifes. There were certain the Treifes of Netula. And this is also Domi Linetuli. It's also, it was Shof Mi Duchta. It was Nital Mi Duchta. Is Memele. So, if the Tanna would not have made a miut in the first Mishnah, Eilu Treifes, I would automatically include in the first Mishnah, Buki Da'atma D'Shof Miduchte. Is there for Tanu Eilu Treifes? That's why the Tanna said the word Eilu, a miut. These are Treifes. Hani the Treife or the Rav Masne Ksheira. But at Buki da Atma de Shof Miduchte is kosher. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar Eilu Ksheiros Davke. These are kosher. Eilu is a miut by Ksheiros. Tane Treifes. The first Mishnah said Treifes. The Tane Zeh HaKlal. And from the Treifes and the Zeh HaKlal from the first Mishnah, that means if a person would learn the Mishnah, he would not include Shof Buki Da'atme in the first Mishnah, B'zeh HaKlal. My time lav l'nikuvi damye, Shof Miduchte is not time to a treifus of a nikuvi. The loy lifsuki damye, it's not doime to a treifis of lifsuki, posak, lifsiko agageres, uni netuli nami loy damye, it's not doime to netuli. Betulim means that something was taken away from the behemoth, an organ was taken away from the behemoth. Here it wasn't taken away, it's still here, it's not in the socket. So Memele, if one would learn the first Mishnah, one would never come to the idea that Buke da Atme, the Shof Midufte is Treif, because the Mishnah is speaking about certain types of Treifis, the Kubi, Psuki, Netuli, and that what the Mishnah is Marbe Zeha Klal, the Mishnah is Marbe, other Treifis which have these characteristics. They're either Nekuvi or Netuli or Psuki. And Buki Da Atme Dishof Miduchte does not have any of these characteristics. So when I would learn the first Mishnah, I would not know the Din of Rav Masne that Buki Da Atme Dishof Miduchte is Treif. I wouldn't see it in the first Mishnah. Tony, Eluk Sheiris. So that's why it says in our Mishnah, Eluk Sheiris, Amiyut, Hanihu de Sheiris, or the Rav Masne Treifim. But Rav Masne's case is Treifim. So Rish Lakish learns from our Mishnah, there's two Tiyukim. There's an Elu in the first Mishnah, Elu Treifis. Is an Elu in the second Mishnah, Elu Ksheiris. Now the Shaila is, which Elu is that again? Rabbi Yochanan holds, from the first Mishnah, if it wouldn't have said the Elu, I would assume that the Treifis of Rav Masne, Buki da Atma de Shof Midukte, I would assume it's Treif. It's also called a Netula. Shof Midukte, if not, it's out of the socket. But it's also called a netula. So memele, so that's why I need the elu of the reisha, elu treifes, to tell me that shof, buke da atma, the shof midukte is not treifes. That's what I need in the elu of the sefer, elu ksheiris, according to Rabbi Yochanan is lav davke. Since it said the elu treifes, it says the elu ksheiris, but it's not mamayit anything. And Rish Lakish holds punkt verkehrt. Rish Lakish holds that if it wouldn't, from the Reisha alone, the Reisha enumerates different types of treifes, Nekuvi, Psuki, Netuli, these are the treifes which are enumerated. The Zeh Klal is also Marbe treifes which have one of these three characteristics. And therefore, I would never be Marbe Buki da Atme de Shof Miduchte. Because it's not Netuli. This isn't called Netuli. It's still there. It's just out of the socket. So Memele, I don't need the Eilu Treifes to say that it's not Treif. Without the Veilu, it also would know it's not Treif. Because it's not Nisrabe from the Zeh HaKlal, which is Dumye Dereshe, which is speaking about Nekuvi, Psuki, and Netuli. So therefore, Rish Lakish says, Ve'elu Ksheiris is coming to be Marbe, that is another Treife, the Or Memayit, these are Kosher, but Buki Da'atme, the Shof Midukte, is Treif. Let's see Rashi. Kolege de Toni Eilu, Miyute Mashme, Eilu, Vesuloi, Stavke these. Tony treifes, chashvinu le treifes. The Sorab Yechanan says the Tanava Mishnah enumerated the treifes. The Tony Zeklal, and then the Tana added on Zeklal, Lasui Hanach, the Leitanino. Those he did not enumerate, he's Mabba from Zeklal. The Chosye Tana le Darav Masne, and the Tana realized that Rav Masne's treifet, the Ilay Memayitle, if he won't put an Eilu and say, Davke these, Osilu leklal treifet, Bezer klal. So a person would come to the conclusion that Buke Datma de Shof Mi Dufte is also a Treife. Also, this Nisrab and the Zer Klau. The Dam Yelimit Linitule, because it's similar to the Nitule of the Mishnah. The Masnisin, the Nitule, this is also a Nitule. Here it was taken out of the socket. Umin Treifesu. It's a type of a Treifes, Kedemuinim Benita Lakove. So there's a treif of Netuli. And if it would say Nitala Kovet in the Mishnah and it says Zeha Klau, so we automatically would be Marbim Bukeda Atma de Shof Meduch. It's also Nitule. Hilkach Tone Eilu Betreifes. That's why it says the Eilu, which is Amir Tavke, these are Treifes. Lemute to be Mamayet that this one is not completely doime to all the netuli. It's a little different. It's taken out of the socket, but it's not doime to nitala kovet. Nitala kovet means the kovet was taken out completely. And here is taken out of the socket. So memele, I have an elu to be memayete. Va'aydi detoni elu betreifes. So since it's said by treifes elu, so nami elu b'ksheiros. So it says elu b'ksheiros also. Now the elu afal gav d'loy memayit midi. It's not memayit anything. That means it's not saying these are kosher and something else is treif. Because all the treifes I know from the first Mishnah, the ve'elu, and the second Mishnah, ve'elu ksheiros is aydi. And Rish Lakish says fakert. Hani netuliu de treife. No, this is still Rabbi Yechanan. Hani netuliu de treife. That's the Eilu. Avo the Rav Masne ksheira. Rav Masne is kosher. This is Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish says, no, if I would say the treifes in the first Mishnah and Zeh Klal, I would never say that Shof, Buke da Atma me duchte is treif. Le netuli nami loy domi. The lav netula legamri. It's not taken out. It's there. It's out of the socket. But that's not called netula. So me mele. So in the first Mishnah, from the first Mishnah, I would not know at all that Shof, Buke da Atma me duchte is treif. Not from the netuli. Therefore it says, and our Mishnah says, Ve'elu k'sheiris, Toni netulei hu de k'sheiris, Nito latchul v'akloyes, Amo netuyos yerech de Rav Masne treifem. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos on Amud Aleph. V'chos yole de Rav Masne, de osi bezeh haklal, my time de domi le netuli. So the in Yisod, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is Shof Buke Da Atme Midukte, is that Doimel in Netuli? So Zeklal Zicher Marbe, something that's Doimel to the previous Treifes, which one of them is Netuli. So Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Doimel in Netuli. That would be Marbet from Zeklal. That's why I need Ve'elu to tell me it's not right. Rish Lakish holds it's not Doimel in the Tuli, so it wouldn't be Marbet from Zeklal. So Memele, so from the first Mishnah, I would think that it's not right without a Ve'elu. I would think it's not right. That means the Ve'elu of the second Mishnah. Bim Taimed the Hochem Mashmeh, Bein l'Rabbi Yechanan, bein l'Rish Lakish, le'im abinim b'zeh klal, elim kein domye lahanach de masnis. In order to be marbe in the treifes of the first Mishnah, it has to be similar to the characteristics what the treifes which were enumerated possess. Suki, kuvi, tuli. Vim kein. Ahi d'rochish pa'apope. D'loksa b'kulya achas. If there was an infection, there was mugla, there was pus in one kidney. And Rochish Bapopos, this is treif. Now, this is treif. If this is treif, we have a big problem. Where does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah speaks about treifes of Netuli, Apsuki, Nekuvi. This is a new tarfis of Loksa, that there is, it's infected, this pus. Heichi, some emele, and according to Rochish Bapopa, this is treif. According to Rochish Bapop, this is treif. How could it be treif? From our whole sugya, we see that the Zeh Klal is only marbe, something that is similar to the previous treif. Now, there's a whole shakla v'taya is shof, atma, buke da atma, is that similar? But vaisdeis, everyone agrees that the Zeh Klal is only marbe, something that's similar. Now, the case of Rochish Bapop, the Loksa Kulya is even not similar to the previous Dreyfus in the Mishnah. Heichi Yossi Ha'oma Bereish Pirkim. The Gemara that Mem Gimel Amadalu says, the Lu'ule, the Oma, Ches Dreyfus Monu Chachamim. There are eight categories of Dreyfus, and the Gemara says, there's Nekuvi, there's Netuli, there's Afsuki, Nirechen says, eight categories of treifes, and the Gemara says, according to Ula, the Osi Lemuti, the Rochish Bapope. Rochish Bapope is not Netuli, is not Nekuvi, it's not Avsuki. So Memele, he holds that there's no such treifes of Loksa Kuya. The Loidamye, it's not Daimye. So Memele, so how could Rochish Bapope personally hold that it's treif, and it's nichla on the Zeh HaKlal? We see from our Gemara, the Zeh HaKlal is only marbe, a treifus that is dumya to the previous ones in the Mishnah. Now don't have such a treifus in the Mishnah. That's the Yisvus Kash. V'yesh loima, emphat Yisvus, the Sova Rochish, the Mabinim b'Zeh HaKlal, afagav the loidomi. It's Rochish b'apope, it had his a mind of his own, and he held that this whole yisod, that the Zeh HaKlal is marbe treifes, which have a similarity to the previous treifes, and after Kitok. And he says, Zeh HaKlal, shol koshen kamoya chaya treifes. That's all. If it's in kamoya chaya treifes, it's not necessary to have any similarity whatsoever to the previous treifes. That's what Rochish Bapopa holds. Rabbi Yechon HaShlokish Pligilei Kamayule. Rabbi Yechon HaShlokish is Chaylik. We see Rabbi Yechon HaShlokish holds clearly that it has to have, the Zeh HaKlal has to be similar to the previous Treifus. The Shailas of Rav Masna is similar. But the practice of Machlokish. The Maram Shif asks a Gvaldika Hore, according to Rochish Bar Pope, the Zeh HaKlal is marbe, loksa kulya, fine. So, marbe with other things also. So what is the ve'elu memayit? The Tanna said twice ve'elu. Now, the way Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish says, one ve'elu is dafk, and the other ve'elu, since it said the one Mishnah ve'elu, said the other Mishnah ve'elu. According to Rochish Bar Pope, so if I care from the first Mishnah, you know already that it's treif. And Ve'ilu is not Nemayit, even though it's not Daima to all the others. The second Mishnah is not coming to tell us that it's treif, because I know from the first Mishnah that it's treif. So, first the Maram Shiv, so according to Rochish Bar Pope, why did the Tatanim say right Ve'ilu? Ve'ilu is a miut. These are treif, or these are kosher. To tell me something else is not treif or not kosher. According to Rochish Bapop, according to the first Teretz, the Ve'ilu was Mamish Miyuta. That's one Teretz. Inami Sava Keresh Lokish, the Omar Ksheiris Dafke. Maybe Rochish is also moide to this Yesod, that the Zeh HaKlal is only Marbe Treifis Dumye to the Reishe. Some emele from the reisha, I can never learn out the treifus of Rochish Bapop of Loksa Bekulye. that way he holds it straight, because he holds like Rish Lakish. They look shayres tafke, for us you may look shayres, and from a look shayres, and these are kosher, but there's one thing that's not kosher, and that's loksakui. Echadosi the Rav Masel or Rish Lakish, avogav lo yosi bezeklal. That means from Rish Lakish we see that the zeklal is only marbe something that's similar to the other treifis, and the a look shayres. I can be mayit something that is not similar to the Mishnah. Bimtaima v'amay muki Talmud pluktai b'darav Master. Why does the Gemara say the machlokes of Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish is in Rav Masne? Then it comes out it's a dakistik and machlokes is shav bukedat me meduchte is a toimet in the tula is not toimet in the tula. Look me b'darochish. Let's say the machloikis of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish Mekitzer, what itma, what we have, is the machloikis is the Eilu treif is dafka, or the Eilu ksheiris is dafka. That's the machloikis. That what the Gemara says later, but the Ramaster Kamifli, that's the Gemara's Ashtik Torah. They just said, the machloikis, if the Eilu treif is dafka, and to, I mean, my, one of the treif is, or the Eilu ksheiris is dafka. So my male effect is, why do you have to say the machlokes is in Rav Masne? Look me with the rochish, but the rochish. Rabbi Yochan in Sova, chosiu le the rochish, to also be there, klav, afa gav the loidomi, was eilu treifes lemutai. And Rish Lakish will hold like rochish, and that's what Tosis said before, the second teret, that Rish Lakish takes his hold like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish sover the chosi le derochish loy osi bezeh haklal mishum loy domi the tanya l'ksheres l'meim the honey l'ksheres of the rochish papa patreifer v'yesh loyme the kimle le mesada rashas the pligi b'darav masna. This is enoch anami. Even though what we have in the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is only a parve machlokes. Is the Eilu Treifes Davke, the Eilu Ksheiris Davke, but the Mesader Hashas knew that in this Machloikes, there is a Machloikes, if we hold like Rav Masna, we don't let like Rav Masna, so that's why the Mesader Hashas says, that's Pshat in this Machloikes. Zokte Gemara weiter. Oma Gufe, Oma Rav Masna, Haibuke da Atmo, de Shof, Midukte Treifes. Es Rav Mach, this is the din of Rav Masne, that the book of the Atma, that Shof Meduchte, that went out of the socket, is treifet. The Rav Omar Kshayre. And Rav is chaylik on Rav Masne, Rav holds his kosher. Vi ifsik nivei treifet. Now, there are certain Gidim or there are certain Gidim which are mechaber the book of the Atme in the Chur and the Yerech. So if these Gidim, that's the Nivei, if these Gidim got torn, then it's Treife. That means Rove disagrees with Rav Masne. That what it's Tamazai went out of the joint, went out of the socket. Maybe these Gidim are ligaments. So Rove holds that what went out of the socket, but since the ligaments are still intact, so it could be put back into the socket, so it's not called Treife. But the Ifsik Nive Treife. But if the ligaments got torn, it means there are ligaments which attach the bukid da atma to the chul. So a male, if they're nipsak, so then lemaisa, then it's treife. It means the pillow's put back in place, but the ligament is torn. The hilchese and lalocha we paskan ifsik na miksheir. A pillow, the ligament was torn, but it seems if you put it back, it can grow back together. Ipsik namik sheira, ademis achli is akuli. But if this ligament is nirkab, it is disintegrated, oh, so then it's treif. Let us see Rashi. Nivei gid sheberoishoi, it's in the roish of the book of the Atma, shemechu bebechu, Bekotten hu meyoit, it's a small ligament. God, the Tmuni Chil brings a picture to show, I mean, from the inside of the chur, it's attached to, there's the book of the Atma, the inside of the book, so it attaches to the inside of the chur, Bekotten hu meyoit. The Rambam learns is speaking about different ligaments. From the outside that hold the book of the Atma attaches it to the makim that it's attached to the chur. Misakol nirka buke roisha kuya trube bechur etzem haalye shekeren anke. That's malye's called anke. We had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that. At kame techosa, we're speaking about the gegeres. At kame techosa and will still be kosher. Ve'eluk sheiris. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, at ke iser ol talki. That means still on iser ol talki, then it's kosher. But if the gegeres is choser on iser ol talki, then it's right. At kame techosa. Omar ziri. So Ziri said, Atum, Deloy Meschamin Lechoin Shiyure, you never saw this coin, and Isri Talki is a coin. And Tim Ziri told his Talmidim, but you never saw this coin. So the Mishnah says that it should be next to Isri Talki, you don't know what an Isri Talki looks like. So let me tell you, Shiyure Bidin Rekudino. This is a different type of a coin that was Bisman Ziri. So he said, Bismanda Meroim, he says, you know, the Adinur Kodino, from Hori Arora, that dinner is the same size of an Isari Talki. So Mamel, if it's Choser, Bedinra Kodinino, Bahavi, Kipshiti, Zutrasi, Umishtakri, Beine, Pshiti, the Pumpadise. Kipshita was like the smallest coin that was used for change. I mean that you didn't change this, but it was used for change for bigger coins. So the small pshiti in Pumpadisa, they also have the same size. So Mamele is telling them, you don't know what an Isri Talki looks like, but I'm telling you, it looks like a dinner called Dininoi, and this is similar to the pshiti Zutrosi, Mishtak Rebeni Pshiti the Pumpadisa. What does Rashi say? As she says, "Doi mischami lachu shiyuret shlele isem isari talki mimechem." You never saw it. Dinre kodeni no oiso hoyu makirim mahori yaroret. Or this comes from hori yaroret. Now the Gemara brings a meisen. Omar Rabbi Chana pseiro. Rabbi Chana was a banker. He used to exchange coins, give change. Ilumi noha vikoyi Barnafche. In front of him was standing Barnafche. Barnafche is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is called Barnafche. His father was a Nafach. Others say they called him Barnafche, Hashem Yoifyoi. Male they called him Barnafche, Loshna Saginoe. Uboi minei, dinre kodidinoi, leshari beit chayfte. So this Rav Chana was a banker, he handled with coins. So Rabbi Yochanan came to him and asked him, maybe you can show me a dinner called Dinoi, I should know the shir of Treifus, the shir of Chesoron and the Gargeris is a dinner called Dinoi. Uboi lemeikim ikamei. No, Rabbi Yochanan came over to him, so he wanted to stand up. V'loi shavkani, he didn't let me stand up. Omar li shave b'ni shave. You sit down. Ein bali umnius rashoim lamoit b'gnei talmidei chachomim. Rishosha Sukim Bimalachta. If the Isaac Bimalacha, and we'll see this Machlikas Rashi and Taisvis, but Rashi learns Pshat. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Abchana Pseilo, Shulchani Hoyu. Bahoyu Lafono Madbeyas Arbe, he had a lot of coins. Ein Bali Umnius, Ha Oiskim Bimalachas Acher. That means like this, all these coins that Rav Chana had did not belong to him. Someone gave him this coin, a wealthy person gave him this coin, and he said, you can exchange coins with these coins, you can do business with these coins, and you'll get a profit from, you'll get a percentage from the Mistamba. When people came to Shulchan, they paid him, there was a rate that they had to pay him for his services, you'll get a percentage of what they pay you, and I'll get the rest. So Bikitsa, this work that he was doing, he was really working for someone. Someone gave him money that Yana wanted to get a profit from this money, and you'll also get from it. So Trashi, Hois, Bahu Shulchani Hoyo, Mistaker Bishalachem Lemechse. That means he got a percentage of the money that was paid him for the services, he got a percentage. Zikrashi, Yitzoyach Lizoyach, so you have to be, so Rabbi Yochanan told Rab Chone, you have to be very careful. The law says, Einov Sham, Lishtadl im Kol Ha'ivrim, Lishol Mahim Tzrichim. That means you can't get up for me now, and because you have a job, whoever passes by, you have to call out and ask him, do you want to change any coins? That's, Yana gave you money for this purpose. So you're working now. Mer de Kaloshen, Tzorech Lizoya, Velosa is Einov Shom, Belishtadl im Kol Ha'ivrim. Mer de Kezach, you have Yana's money, and he gave you the money to make profit for him. So you're the cop that ligin to see anyone who passes by to ask them if they're interested. Vachi Tanya b'tesefte, ha-moyshe v'schaveri b'chanus l'machzischa. If a person puts some, that means Reuben had a store with schoir in the store, and he put Shimon into the store, that Shimon should sell the schoir of the store. And he's an Umen, he can do other things also. Im hoye Umen lo yasik bum nosoi, lefi she'ein einov ala chanus b'sho she'isik bum nosoi. That means you have a job, so you have to, your enayim and your simas leves to be on the chanus, not to do something else. It's more like the Mesil Shishorim speaks just like Gezel Momin is a Gezel, Gezel's man is a Gezel, a socher is mocher to bar melachtoi. You have no right to do other things then. And Rabbi Yochanan told you not to stand up for Talmud Chacham also. I'm sorry. This is, you're working now for Yana. Veloy, like the Gemara, no. Vosnan, we learned that Mishnah Bikurim, Kol Bali Umnius Oimdim Ipneim, means all those who were working when the Mevi Bikurim came to Yerushalayim, so they stood up, Vishoyalim Vishloimam, they went into Ganze Shmuz with them, how was your journey? Vaimulem Achenu, Anshe Mokim Ploini, Vayachem Lasholam, a big hub of Borachava they made, they stopped all the work, and there we don't see that there's such an Indian of Sanelachkaiti in the middle of working versus Kol Bali Umnius, they were mafsik. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, mipnei hemaimlim, 100%. Mipnei mevi bikurim, then you stand and you mafsik from the work. Nei tamid chachamim einaimdim, but nei tamid chachamim einaimdim. Amar Rabbi Yosi barovim, bo yorei kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shaito." So Rabbi Yosi barovim said. So we see here a meridical limit from this. Maybe a bikurim are doing a mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah to stand up for them. And a Talmud Chochem. It is no mitzvah to stand up. So vice is boy rei kamo chavivo mitzvah b'shaita. Stand up for Talmud Chacham is not doing a mitzvah. This is koyda toire. But the alta b'nei zokin. So this is eshekona chokhme. So for a Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to stand up if you're working for someone. But a person who's in the process of doing a mitzvah, him yimachu used to stand up for, well, kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shait. Shereim b'pneim oimdim, net milchomim oimdim. So the Gemara says it's no raya. Mimai dilma kedei shetodai nimtso machshilon lo silov. It could be not the mitzvah, you stand up for the mitzvah. You're doing this, we have an ulterior motive over here. We have to understand that maybe Bikurim was a gewaldige kitticha, they came from all over to bring Bikurim. So Mamela, if you gave them COVID, no. COVID is Oyvel HaSeicher, and it feels good, so that'll give them the initiative to come again. Man, good, it was difficult, everything a big journey, but look how they were Mechabedos. If you won't give them COVID, the next time, who knows if they'll have the idud to do it again. So that's why then you have to be mechabit. I once heard a Merdeke Meisa from Rabbi Psochaim Zecheinu Levroche said over in the times of the Goyin, there was a Kodesh that used to fast me Shabbos le Shabbos. And he used to come to the mikveh Friday, and he was mamish skin and bones. Mamish, he did basically Shabbos for Shabbos. And when he used to come to the mikveh, so people used to gather around to look at him. A mensch, mamish skin and bones. And this was told over to the goyim. The goyim, they told over the maaser, this kodesh, mamish, Shabbos, he comes to the mikveh, everyone looks at him with awe. The goyim said they should stop looking at him. No, so that's ne lechas im Hashem alekecha. The ikar, mar Hashem alekecha, shemim, but ne lechas, not good to be mefarsim the mitzvahs. But ne lechas. So the next Erev Shabbos, no one stood around him, finished. The next week he wasn't able to pay. So Kaponim, this is Pshat. That's a Taich Kovet. Kovet, if you get Kovet, you can fast the whole week. If they'll get Kovet, they'll be matrich themselves to come and bring the Bikurim and Kleinekait. It was. But if you won't do it, not out Kamo Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Al Kaponim, we have a Machloikis. We have a Machloikis that Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven said, not like this. Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven says there's a chiyuv to stand up. Kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, a person is going to do a mitzvah. So there's a chiyuv to stand up for him. So that's me the Baal Tanurim, Bikurim brings down from here's a makayah that the person is noisy as a mace. So you have to stand up. He stand up for the Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. He's carrying a mace. He's doing a mitzvah. And they say that's what Rabbi Yankov says, Nemes L'Yakev. He says that's why when the Chosen and Kala come down, they're going to do a mitzvah. You stand up for them. Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Rabbi Yankov says something very interesting. He wants to say the Inyan that by Vayevor David you stand up. He says, what's the Inyan of Vayevor David you stand up? He says, because the minig used to be, they bring down from the Arizal, there's an Indian to give tzedakah in the middle of Aviyavarach David. There's an Indian to give tzedakah to Moshe Bakil. Yeah, so Memele, so the Gabbai used to go around with the pushke. So the Gabbai went around with the pushke. So Aviyavarach David was the pushke. So he stood up for the Gabbai. That's the Indian for standing up by Aviyavarach David. It's an Indian by Aviyavarach David. It's an Indian for standing up as this member of Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, oimdim ipneim, maybe bikurim koivim, mesachis bikurim, ipneim oimdim, לחבדם, כדי שירגילים לבוי. חביבו, מיצו בשייטו, צריכו אונו לחבבו. מכשילו, אנשים לוי, ירום להם פונים צהובים, בדרך כובד, לא ירגילים לבוי בבני התארך, וזה התארך. So without COVID, they won't come. It's not right that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is a Machayev to stand up for. Let us see Taisvis. Ein Bali Umniyas Rashoim Lamed Mipnei. Perish HaKuntres, Bali Umniyas, Shoiskim B'Mleches Achera. Now where did Rashi get this? Where did it say Bali Umniyas Shoiskim B'Mleches Achera? Yashab Loshin Rashoim Perish Kain. Rashi, it says they're not allowed to. If I'm working for myself, why shouldn't I be allowed to stand up for a Talmud Chos? No, Pshat is, I'm working for someone else. Well, Yashab Loshin Rashoim Perish Kain. Taisvi says, V'nire dafilo osik b'malachtoi loy mechayiv. That in this Loshin, they're not mechuyiv to stand up. כדמרינן בפרקם הדקדושן, מעקימה שאין בחסון, אפילו שאין בחסון, כיס, מעקימה שאין בחסון, על כפונם, the mitzvah of kima is not, is אין בחסון, כיס. I mean, the Gemara says, let's say, if a person is a nike of Magolius, and will have to stand up, so it'll come out that he's mevatel from his malocha, he's in the middle of stifling a diamond, and all of a sudden, Talmud Chochem, he has to put it down and stand up, and that's be chasol and kiss. So there's a guy, we have a limud, makimo, shem, yoni, chai, bekimo, if there's no chasol and kiss. So memele, so it comes out, that if a person is a baal meloche, he's not working for anybody else, but if he's a baal meloche, he's also not mechuyev to stand up. He's not mechuyev to stand up. Yeah. Aye, so what's the Loshin Ein Rashoim? Rav Rav Yaakov Vashimin Hoye Miyashav Loshin Rashoim Afilo Osik V'mlachta Dein Rashoim K'moy Ein Chayovim. Rashoim does not mean they're not permitted. Ein Rashoim means they're not mechuyev. Now where do we see that the word Rashoim means chiyuv? Kehud Isnam Perik HaMagdish Sodeyum Shoyer Ze Oilom Oimdim kama odom roitzalitim b'sher ze lahaloisoi oilom afalpi she'ein rashoi upeirushi afalpi she'ein echai. Now, not to go into the complexities of the sugya over there, but the sugya says as follows. A person had an oilom. A person said a reizu oilom. Then he was machrim the oilom. Let's say, stam charomim lekahanim. So, this is an oilom. And these machrim l'kahanim. So the Gemara says, so what does that mean? So that means we evaluate if a person, this oila is an oila, you have to be machrim it. But we evaluate if a person would see a person who's not, kam odom reitz alitim b'shol zel aloi si oila, afa pi she'ini rashoi, perush afa pi she'ini chayv. That means like this. If this oila would be sold for a cheap price, and how much would a person give a cheap price to bring a korban oila? Af al pi she'enei rashoi, she'enei chayiv. That means as follows. A person who's chayiv to bring an oila, so he has to bring an oila. If the oila is expensive, that's his hard luck. He said, harei alai lahavi oila. But what if a person is not chayiv to bring an oila? And he passes by and he sees a behemoth is being sold for very cheap. So then a person would say, oh, it's a bargain. It's zichri kedai for me to buy this behemoth to be makrivit for an oila. Even though I'm not chayiv an oila, but al kaponim, for such a price, it's zichri kedai to invest to be makrivit for an oila. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Kama odam roitza litain b'shoir zu, how much a person would give, la loisa loila afa b'shoir zu, that means if he's not chayiv to bring an oila, but it would be a cheap price, how much would a person give for a cheap price to bring it for an oila, even though he's not chayim to bring an oila. So the word rashoi means chayim. Tidimitagamina laisiya laikinoisha, laitahe. Says laisiya laikinoisha, so the Targum says laitahe laikirashi. That means that you shouldn't, the lotion of chiyuv, you shouldn't mourn from him. Vechain yesh leforish, so al kaponim, the word rashoi can also mean chiyuv. וכן יש לפוש אידה פר כמה דקדושן, אין אודם רשוי למויד בפני רבי אלו שחרס וערביס, שלי כבוידוי מרובה משל שמיים. So if now, according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Shimon, we found that a new type of רשוי, רשוי means you're not chayev, so my male, there could also be the same thing, you're not מחייב to stand up בפני רבי, שחרס וערביס, שלי כבוידוי מרובה משל שמיים. Also, but not that there's an issa to stand up for Rabbi more than twice a day. So, Bekitzer, Taisus found the Gemara in Erchim, that the Gemara in Erchim uses the terminology of Rashoi, that means Chayiv. So, Memele, we can learn Pshat in our Gemara, not the way Rashi says, Ein Bali Umnis Rashoim Lamed, but name it's speaking about that they're working for someone else and they're not permitted to be mafsik. We can learn shat ein bali umnis rashoim lamed b'neim, they're not mechuyim lamed b'neim. That's also nikla on the loshen rashoi. Umi u'baroi svarim goz pide elchim alfa pishay nechayim. The whole mekoyer of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Shimon that rashoi is a loshen chayim was from the Gemara in Erchim that said alfa pishay nechayim means he's not chayim to bring an oila. So Taisa says, but most of the Sforim and Erchim are not Geiris Rashi, the Geiris Chayim. So Taisa says, Abo, B'Sefer, Shehutik Me'oif, Soi Sefer, Shekosav, Rabbein Gersh. So Taisa says, Einach Anami, in our Gemoris, it says Chayim. But Rabbein Gersh wrote a Pirish and Erchim, we have the Pirish, and there, in the Sefer of the Rabbein Gersh, in Kosav, Afo B'Sheini Rashi, so weiß das die Gils ist eine Rashoi. So then the Shtik Teure of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Shimon is good. Rashoi means he's not Chayev. The Gam Rashi, hey, vi raya, vi tshuva, mi sefer, Rabbeinu Gershom, the Rashoi, havi, kamoi, chiv, Rashi himself, what a raya, that is the Taich Rashoi. So memele, so we don't have to learn like our Rashi over here, we can say that you're not mechuyev to stand up. Not mechuyev to be mafsid moment. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Nachman, Kisela, Kiyesa mi Kisela. Kiisa, Kiyesa mi Kiisa. Now what is Rav Nachman talking about? So, what Zomran Oisevenik at this room? There's a sheer treifes of, by the gogoilis of an is of a sela. There's a sheer treifes, it says in our Mishneh, by the gageres of an isa. So now, Rav Nachman is telling us, many times when Chazal gives shiurim, could be the sheer is not a mitzumtzum b'kishir, could be a little more. That could be, so that means if it says, let's say, an iser is trait, it could very well mean, not a mamisha, but it means a little bit more than an iser. And let's work backwards. At the end of the sugya, we'll see that by ksomim, the shir is kegris. The shir is kegris, which is a bean, or a chelik of a bean. Now there the din is a gris is take toher, a little bit more. Gris means it's only tummy, it's a little bit more than a gris. So we'll see, so in some places there a shear is given, the shear does not mean the mitzumtzum de kishir, it means a little more. So now, Rav Nachman is coming to tell us, we have two places. We'll see in Rashi soon where the two places are. That it says, Adin Treifes by Issa, it says Adin Treifes by Asela. So Rav Nachman is coming to tell us, a mitzumtzum dike Asela, a mitzumtzum dike Issa is treif. Here, it's different than we mentioned like a gris. A mitzumtzum dike Asela and a mitzumtzum dike Issa is also treif. And this is the lashon of Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Nachman, Kisela is Kiyesa mi Kisela. Asela mitzumtzum is equivalent to Yesa mi Kisela, which is Ichetreif. Kiyesa, Kiyesa mi Kiyesa. What is Hirash? Kiyesa, Kiyesa mi Kisela. Heichet ishiyura Rabbonon Kisela. The Rabbonon said Ashir Kisela. Kigoyin gabi plukte di shedre bigalgoylus. We had a plukta beishami beisulu begabi tume. Kamo chasoren beshedre. How much does the shedre have to be missing in order it should not be metama boyu? Ubi gulgoylus. How much should the gulgoylus be missing it should not be metama boyu? Beishami imrim kemole magdoch. Ubeisulu loimrim kedeshi inotu minachai biyom. So the shear is, if a chai would be taken away this amount from the gogoyles, it would die, it would be treif. So by a mace, it's not metamic. That's called the pelt and shleimus from the gogoyles. Now, this is a very loshen sosum, kadeshi yinoto min achai biyom. So what is this? For Omar of Yehuda Meshmur, v'chein letreif. First of all, Rabbi Mishmu says by treif it's also the same thing, that if this shear will be taken away from an animal, so it becomes a treif. Now, what is this shear? Omrinim bepreires beperik al elu mumim, kamo kedei sheyinotu min achai biyomis kisela. So this is the shear that is matre, and the shear that is metayo, is a seller. The East Amri Hosam, the Bamachnisa Tone Kisela, the Bereisa says Kisela. Bashmi'inon Rav Nachman Hoche. Now, Rav Nachman is coming to tell us. The Chishiyo Rabbonon Kisela. If the Rabbonon said that a seller is treif, the Rabbonon said a seller is toyer, Kisela mitzumtzum kama, a seller mitzumtzum kama. Tichi havi mitzumtzim, when it's mitzumtzim, dine ki yasimi kisela utreifa. And a sela mitzumtzim is also treifa. Now that's what Rav Nachman said by sela, and then he said by the treifis, that's the treifis of a chesoren begulgoylus, which is a sela. Ki isa, it says in our Mishnah, that by galgeres, ki isa is treifa. So Rav Nachman says, ki isa is ki yasimi ki isa. Issa mitzumtzim is like yesa mikisa and is treif. Gabi masnisim, this nan at kame techoser v'neimo dakatik sheire. Our Mishnah says how much has to be missing in order to be kosher. The gabi elu treish is coming, sheir is coming, v'ktoni at kame ksheir b'chason at kisa, till an issa. The kibin the havi kisa, but if it's chosel and isa, the gageres is chosel and isa, areyu ki yasa mechi isa utreifo. So memele, so we have here a memra of Rav Nachman. First he's telling us taich words. That when the Tana says ashir sela, don't say it means a little bit more than a sela, like in parentheses, like we say by a gris does not mean a gris. Means a little bit more than a gris. No, gris is a different parasha, but when the Tana says sela, the Tana says isa, it means a mitzumtzum dike sela and a mitzumtzum dike isa. Fine. So now we know Teichfeld. So now the Gemara says, al mekesova Rav Nachman ad velo yad bechlau. What does it say in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah it says, at kame techoser, how much could it be missing in the lubi kosher? Eluk sheiris, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Ad Keiser Eitalki. Now, if Rav Nachman says, Ametzumtzum de Keiser is trei, so it comes out from Rav Nachman another Yisoid, that Rav Nachman holds Ad Veloyad Bechlal, because he says, an Isser is includes an Isser Mitzumtzim, so we see from Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman holds Ad Veloyad Bechlal. That means, if Rav Nachman would have not said Ishtik Teure, so I would say Ad is Ad Bechlal, and then in the Tulan Isser Talki it's also kosher. It means a little bit more than Isser Talki will be treif. But since he said an Isser Talki Mitzumtzim is treif, so comes out Ad Veloyad Bechlal, so now we know how to teach Ad, and now we're going to have problems. Al-Mekasova, let's see what Rashi says. So we see that Rav Nachman holds, oh, diktoni mit masnisi, ad ki isek sheir, elav ad vad bechlal koma, ela ad velo yad bechlal vahochi koma, ad ki isek, if there's a chesoron in the gegeres, tolan isek sheir, is lav ad vad bechlal koma, ela ad velo yad bechlal, ad vahochi koma, ad ki isek sheir, ויד בכלל כמה, אבל כי שרת מתחייפה. ועל כל כך, אתם מסניסים, הקש חסקוי. המשנה is speaking about two, when is it kosher? ואוכי כמה, ואילו הקשרס קוי, ואילו, זה מסניסים הקשרס קוי, ואילו קשרס. ואוכי כמה, עד כמה תחוסר, ונאמה הקאטי קשרי, how much does it have to be missing and it's still kosher? וכתוני, עד כאיסר. And it says, Atke Issa. So then, so we're saying, that what are we saying? That Beiluk Sheiris, that means a half an Issa is kosher, three quarters of an Issa is kosher. Atke Issa. And if he says an Issa is treif, so we see Ad is Ad v'layad b'chlau. Yeah, treif is koi le'shaych le'misnei Ad. And Bapas, it says Beiluk Sheiris, and it's in the word, if he's talking about that it's treif, it should have said a different terminology. How much does there have to be chaser in order to be treif? And that's keiser. So bekitzer, we see from Rav Nachman, from that what Rav Nachman said, that the shir, keiser, and kisela is mitzumtzim. So we see another thing from Rav Nachman that we say, ad v'lo yad bechlam. Now let's explain this Gemara. Let's say Eisebeinik. This man Chazal, when they made a bed, There was no springboards to put the mattress on. So they had like this. They had a form of a bed. They had, let's say, four boards, and then they put strings, a rope. They put from one side to the other side. So the ropes supported the mattress. Right? They used to go be misarik. They used to be like a. You went horizontally and vertically, they were mesarik the chabolim, till they had something to hold up a mattress, and that was the bed bizman chazal. So the bed was, so you had a form of a bed made out of wood, you mean, they had the four sides of the bed, and then they were mesarik the cholo, that was the bed. So many times they started with a rope or a string, and they ended up with extra string, extra rope. So that rope used to stick out of the bed. So that means they were sagged. It's out of the bed, it stuck out. Now, the shaila is, the din is as follows. Rope mitzad atzma is not mekabel tumet. It's not a keli, it's not orig, it's not mekabel tumet, it's not mekabel tumet. If the rope is a chelik of the bed, so if the bed is mekabel tume, and it's one of the components of a bed, so it'll also be mekabel tume, it's a chelik of the bed. So now, we'll see the Mishnah, we'll just say two halachas says in the Mishnah, then we'll see Rashi. So this one halacha, if it's till five tvochim, this rope that is sticking out of the bed has no use whatsoever. You can't do anything with it. So memele, so if the bed becomes tame, this rope will not become tame because it's not a chelik of the bed. The bed doesn't need it. So you can't do anything with this rope. So memele, so it's not mekabel tuma. So that means if the bed was mekabel tuma, this rope is toy. This rope is toy because it's not mitadat mitam mekabel tuma. It's not a chelik of the bed that the bed needs. From 5 tvachim till 10 tvachim, this rope had a big shimush. Oh, this is gewaldig. If you want to table the bed, so you know what, you hold on to the rope, you table the bed you table the bed. So now this rope is a handle. When this rope is a handle to the bed, you're on the second floor, you want to hoist down the bed to the first floor. Gewaldig. You have a rope of from 5 to 10 tvachim. This is very good. This is a good way how to hoist down the bed. So it's a chelik of the bed. You want to have a korban pesach. So there used to be the minig, just like bisman and the pesach rishon, they tied the korban pesach to the bed. So the bed came a bed that had a rope which was 5 to 10 tefachim. That was a korban pesach bed. That means so it came with a chelik that if you want to tie the korban pesach to it, so then this rope becomes an intrinsic chelik of the bed. It's mekabel tuma. Now let us just see now again the eis v'rovel of Nachman. Chevel hayetz min amita ad chamisha tvochim toyo. If it's ad chamisha tvochim toyo, my lav chamisha kilomato. You said ad. This pasuk says till chamisha tvochim means including chamisha tvochim. It's toyo. That means chamisha tvochim also does not have a shemus. But you said ad v'lo yad bechlal. So he says, loy chamisha kilomail. No. Chamisha is kilomail. It's chamisha tvachim, then it's tome, it's makabel tome. Toshma mehei v'adasore tome. Mehei v'adasore, so it has this use. After asore, we'll see. That was after asore, has no use, it's like not makabel tome. Mehei v'adasore tome. My love, asore kilomato. Moses loy asori kilomala ad v'loyad bechlal. Av Nachman holds that ad v'loyad bechlal, so asore will be toy. Because that means you don't need asore for the shimush of the bed. Let us see Rashi. Hevel ayoyt lacher shenistal gokol amito nisha min achevel betoli b'mita, it's hanging outside of the mita. Ad heit v'ochim toy. Kotnu, this rope is small. It's not usable. Hilkach lehavim in amita bimnit mois amita toyo. My lab hamisha kilamata kepoches mei betoyo. The kotnu, it's small, doesn't have any use. Al ma'ad va'ad bechlal. Loi hamisha kilamailo. Ki yoysa mi hamisha. Betome, kidiktoni taime meseches keilim. Ki hamisha va'adasore tome, shaboy koishremes apsochim. Used to tie the korban pesach zecher lepesach mitzrayim. Chasiv ischu chag baboisim. Chasiv oyel lechem lemishmeres. Uboy mishal shal nesamit. If you want to lower down the meat into the mikvah or to a lower floor, you hold on to this rope. Vada sore tomei kede poshine. Mesore lechu, it's more than a sore is toyo. The yoysa mi da yeish, so that's over a sore, has no use whatsoever. Boy midli kotzitz. Vechevu bifnei atzmoy le mekabel tumeh. The Tovi Borg Beinin B'Mesech HaShabbos My Lav Asore Kelamato V'Tome Alma Ad V'Ad V'Chlal. The Mal says no, Asore Milamai.